The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, no annual award better honors the bold ambition of Singapore's young businesses under 10 years old than the Emerging Enterprise Award, jointly organized by the Singapore Press Holdings, Financial Daily, the Business Times, and Asia's best SME bank, OCBC Bank. Well, 2019 marks the 12 years of the awards, a celebration of business innovation, resilience, and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy. Since 2008, the award has been empowering startups and young enterprises with both recognition and resources to take flight and achieve stellar growth.
Today we chat with one of the 15 finalists in contention for this year's award to find out what makes them tick. Dr. Ethan Chu is founder and CTO of Xjera Labs, and we'll discuss AI, automation, facial recognition, and their proprietary Athena platform. Dr. Chu, thanks so much for coming today.
Hi, Howie.
How did Xjera Labs start, and how does it work, the Athena platform, later?
So Xjera actually started in December 2013. At that point of time, we visited a company in KL where they actually have a three-story building where they have around 180 people inside there just to count cars. And then to count cars, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how many cars?
Yeah, so...
Well, that's beside the point, okay.
Yeah, there are thousands of hours of videos that people will actually need to look at the videos to count the cars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of like a pretty boring for them.
Yeah.
And also the counts and everything is not really correct because it's not really like a very interesting
It's boring.
Thing
you
for
lose
them.
Count yes. also, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So after that, we kind of think that we have algorithm and we have a software that can count cars more effectively, and people really don't really need to do all these very boring jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so what gap in the market is your platform trying to fill? I mean, tell us more about the Athena platform.
Yeah, the gap in the market eventually we discovered that the customer actually, they don't want AI software. What they want is an AI solution. So they want to know actually this AI solution, what it can do for them, instead of just recognize a face or detect a cat or detect a dog and this is a dog and this is a cat and
right.
What does it mean? So those are the things that is actually not what the customer want. What the customer want is that to help them to discover actually what is the problem in their process, to help them to enhance the security, to improve productivity. So for example, for queue management, we have a queue management solution that is currently deployed at the Changi Airport. So for that solution, basically we kind of know the number of people in the queue and how fast the queue is moving. And let's say if the queue is not moving very fast, is it because of that not enough lanes are open, or it is because of the efficiency of the operator? So is to help our customer to really discover the problems in their process.
Mm. Tell us how then Athena would work for those poor 100 over people who are counting thousands and thousands of cars.
For this Athena AI platform, it is kind of like a school that can to teach the pupils. So this Athena is kind of like a school that can teach all these pupils to learn to recognize vehicles and to be able to know the speed of the vehicles, and also to know how many vehicles are turning left, going straight, and turning right. How we do this is we have a lot of videos, and at the same time, we will actually ask people to help to label those videos, basically to teach the videos, to teach the system to know, oh, this one is a truck, and this one is a bus, and this one is a car. And then after, so probably 30, 40 times of training, then this system is able to recognize and to learn and to detect the speed of the car.
Can you tell us, though, the sector's facial recognition tech is most utilized?
That's a very controversial and polarizing technology, though, yeah. Dr. Chu.
I believe that the facial recognition is mostly currently used still in the security sector. So especially, I believe that it is to help the government to find like fugitives, to find like criminals. And it is more on the passive side of the technology. So basically to find people when they're not aware. Because for things like access control and for things like passport, control, basically, people can just use their like thumbprint, where we require the people to be the person to be cooperative before face recognition is more used in the sectors that
people aren't cooperative.
Yes.
How challenging, though, Dr. Chu, has it been to push adoption for facial recognition?
So for facial recognition in the market, for the customers, there are primarily two concerns. So the first one is, of course, like the privacy concerns. Mm. Basically, so whether this will violate like PDPA or like GDPR, those laws. Mm. And the other like hurdle in pushing the adoption is mainly to kind of to make customer aware of the limitations of facial recognition. So for things like whether the customers, they need to adopt something called like anti-spoofing. So otherwise, people will just use like a photo to access and all these. So the customers, the users, they will have to be aware of this.
So expectations are still very high for the tech, despite it being challenging to adopt, yeah? Tell us how Xgera Labs, you think, displays itself to be young, bold, and ambitious. As per the award's theme, the Emerging Enterprise Award.
Xgera founded around like 5 years ago. And at that point of time, actually, the AI, this is actually not a very hot topic back then. AI was starting to become very hot,
like in
2015 and 2016. And during actually 2013, we have determined to do this business because we find that there are so many like boring jobs.
AI could help, right? The algorithms, the counting cars. We go back to that example.
like the counting cars and people like monitoring the screens. So especially for a place that is very large, there are like thousands of screens, and there are like 50, like 60 people like just looking at looking at the screens and three shifts a day, and we discovered that there are many.
It's very easy to miss something, obviously.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what has come up for you during the nomination process of the awards, Doctor? And what has it taught you?
The most memorable thing in the nomination process is actually the questions that the judges asked. Mm. So the questions are actually quite deep and insightful, and there are some things that we never thought very deeply about.
Ooh.
So for example, things like social responsibility, the judges are asking us, like, apart from the value that we're bringing to our customers and we're bringing to ourselves, like, what are the things that we can do for the society? What are the things that we can do for Singapore? So those are thought-provoking questions and that make us think about like the deeper vision of our company.
Right. Yes. Sounds great to some degree, yes, because it also makes you something you never thought about. Also, come up for a lot of the nominees that we've spoken to, it's been challenging to succinctly tell to the judges what exactly it is that you do and why it's good. Was that something for you as well?
Yeah. The judges are asking questions that are like make us think.
Mm. And what about your expansion plans, Dr. Chu, for Xgera Labs? The future of AI and automation as well in Singapore, you think?
The expansion plans currently we're looking at more industry verticals. So at the very beginning, we are only looking at the applications in security and transportation. And right now, we are also looking at sectors like education and other things like industrial automation and so on. So those are the verticals that we're planning to expand to.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. Dr. Ethan Chu is founder and CTO of Xgera Labs.
And Xgera Labs is one of the finalists of the Emerging Enterprise Award. This is jointly organized by the Singapore Press Holdings, Financial Daily, The Business Times, and Asia's Best SME bank, OCBC Bank. And this award supports the bold ambitions of young businesses. It recognizes their achievements and also offers them networking opportunities and needed resources to continue growing.
Dr. Chu, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.